For this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters is appealing a judge's decision to ban her from overseeing the county's election this fall because of a security breach. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
Peters' attorney says the lower court didn't have the authority to prevent her from overseeing the election based on a past violation of election rules. Peters admits to bringing in an unauthorized person to take pictures of the passwords and software on the Dominion voting machines during an annual system upgrade. Peters misrepresented who he was to state officials. The images were later leaked publicly, which Peters says she didn't approve of. Her attorney says the election code doesn't mandate an official resign or withdraw from duties, even if there is a security breach. He's asking the state's highest court to hear the case. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Congress heard more testimony Wednesday from Western water experts about the Colorado River. They talked about the increasing challenges of sharing the river as climate change, drought, and overuse dry up water supplies. Ann Castle from CU Boulder said a plan is needed quickly.
It's just not clear that the river will allow the current pace of discussions to continue without devastating consequences.
The country's two largest reservoirs, Lake Powell and Lake Mead, are fed by the Colorado River. Both hit their lowest levels on record this summer. Health insurance premiums next year will be up slightly, just over 1% on the individual market. The Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says rates have largely stabilized. The group says state policies like reinsurance are helping to keep premiums down. Open enrollment begins next month. The Denver Broncos will see a familiar face on their opposing team tonight. Cleveland Browns backup quarterback Case Keenum is filling in for the Browns' injured starter. Keenum was the Broncos' starting quarterback in 2018. The Broncos and Browns meet in Denver. Game time is 6:20. And around the metro area, it's highs close to 70 this afternoon and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.